Battle Creek. That's where it was. We went up there and spent about a month and a half. Got an apartment, and he had some surgery and other things.
Oh, my.
And so, we didn't travel much because, well, the roads weren't very good, and we'd go on the train different places. And, but we went with him, you know, like I told you, to when I graduated from high school, he said, I want to take you to Washington, New York. And so I
said, 1936,
37? 1936. That's when I finished in high school. And
had he done that for your brothers?
He took Roland and I to Mexico City. See, I was closer to him than they were.
Right.
And he took me to Washington and New York. And we had a great time.
So you left Waco on the train?
Yeah, I left on the train, went to Washington, and he would map out next day what I was going to do, and he'd put me on a Gray Line tour and this and that and go see this museum.
But he didn't go with you?
No, he was, I don't know what he was doing, but he had his own room, I had my own room, and when we got to New York, he had negotiated in advance and in writing what the hotel rate was going to be. So we were staying right off Times Square, and Elizabeth seemed to think he stayed at the Y, but if he did, he stayed there by himself. But the Y's were quite a good place to stay in those days, in back there. And
But so, you all stayed in a hotel off Times Square?
Off Times Square, and we had a very busy schedule. We went to Radio City. Rockefeller Center had just been opened. Boy, Radio City Music Hall was, that really opened your eyes.
That must have really been something.
It was something. And imagine spending all that money in a depression. That the Rockefellers did, and have it work out like it did. And of course, the Radio City Music Hall got to where it couldn't make it, so they made a foundation nonprofit out of it, and it's still going. They don't have regular movies, but they have special seasonal things.
The Rockettes are still kicking.
Still kicking, and that's amazing.
So we went to Radio City, I mean, Rockefeller Center. What else did
you do? Oh, he sent me to the Empire State Building.
Which would have been pretty new then, too.
I think it was just completed. And he sent me out to the Statue of Liberty. Well, the New Yorkers never go to that because it's there all the time and they can look at it. But he saw to it that I moved around. He taught me how to ride a subway. And the subways in those days were really, they were very neat and very clean, and some of the rough element didn't hang around them like they do now. But when we got ready, we did Washington and then New York, but when we got ready to return, you could come back by ship. So we came from New York to Miami. It was kind of a cargo ship, and they had passenger space. I mean, it wasn't the luxury cruises they have nowadays. But
for a 17-year-old, that's okay, isn't it?
Boy, that's pretty good. And I had fun on that. And we came around and docked at Galveston. And but what I was getting ready to say, every night he'd arrange for tickets to a show. And they weren't on the front row, they wasn't on center section, they were at the top of the balcony. So, I mean, he was...
Did he go with you?
Yes.
Okay, so...
He went with me.
So the two of you would go and sit at the back of the balcony.
At the back of the balcony, and he would arrange, and he would work the theater's circuit and would find tickets to the next show, and if he didn't have any that night, he'd buy them for two nights off, but he just kept going, you know. I mean,
so he loved the theater.
Oh, he really did, and he loved reading and loved history. And
do you happen to remember what you saw? That would be quite something. Musicals or dramas?
One Touch of Venus was one. Do you remember that?
No, sir.
Mary Martin, I think.
Wow.
And now, that was a great show. We were hanging from the rafters.
Uh-huh.
But you could hear,
mm-hmm.
You could see.
Those theaters are small enough.
Yeah, the theaters, they're very smart up there. They don't build big theaters,
right.
So they won't. They can charge more for the tickets.
That's right.
And so anyway, and we never rode in a taxi. We rode buses, streetcars.
Uh-huh. Always public transportation.
Public transportation.
Uh-huh.
And
what were his tastes in food like?
He really ate, I guess it was considered healthy in those days, but pretty heavy compared to nowadays.
Uh-huh.
He would eat roast and chicken and all of that. And just whatever Bertha cooked, well, that was it.
Uh-huh. But in New York, did you go out to any fine restaurants?
We went to RCA... building on top of it.
The Rainbow Room?
Rainbow Room.
Uh-huh.
We went there, had dinner, and he bought me a champagne cocktail at age 16.
Uh-huh.
There weren't many rules on drinking in those days, and I didn't particularly care for it, but I drank it, and I thought it was all right.
Part of the adventure.
Part of the adventure.